I do love Mavs. They make me laugh out loud. I mean, they are funny.
Really?
Yes.
Buckle up, baby. The kings of controversy are on the microphone. It is time for another episode of Matt and Andrew versus Society.
What's up, you guys? What's up, you guys?
In
deed.
In deed.
Indeed.
You know, I just thought of something.
What?
I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Okay.
Is it time to switch the Indeed?
I don't know. I never thought about it that way.
I just thought about it for the very first time in this very moment. I don't know why. Doing it in person again, okay. Which, you know, spoiler, we're in person. Doing it in person, it just feels like maybe. I don't even remember what got us to change the first one.
Yeah, because we used to just do yeah.
Yeah. It might just be a good, like, you know, chapter ending.
Yeah. Do we need
a... Yeah, to the Indeeds, right? Like, think about our lives.
Yeah.
And how they've changed. And I feel like the yeah.
Are you talking about going back to yeah?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about a new thing.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I know now. Yeah. On twitch.tv/pressrun.
What are your thoughts?
I'm blindsided.
You're upset?
No,
by this?
I'm not upset.
Okay.
I didn't have anything prepared.
Well, yeah, it's off the cuff, man.
I know.
Should we go back to our prepared material?
No.
Okay.
Do you have
like a suggestion?
What's next? Yeah.
Hello. No. You do some version of hello. 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 Yeah, like a barbershop quartet, yeah. Kind of intro. Well, that's an option.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just put it out. I'm just putting it out there. Maybe yeah. If someone, maybe Keston will text us a suggestion.
Yeah, put some feelings
out. I love getting a Keston text.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Just throwing it out there. Cool. Well, we can go back to our regular scheduled programming here.
Sure.
Welcome.
Sure. Me,
yeah, you to
the show
back into New Orleans.
Yeah, thank
you. I was teeing up the obvious thing there to talk about, which is we're in person.
We're in person. Yeah, I'm very stoked.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah,
it's okay.
The only thing I ate today was wands. I didn't really think about it until
you didn't eat.
No,
either you were at two airports.
Yeah,
no eating.
No.
Did you eat at home before you left?
No, it was too early.
Did you drink anything?
Water.
Jesus.
Yeah, so it hit me hard. Fast. Swift.
I guess Wands is like 5 o'clock for you when we went there.
Yes.
But yeah, that's not enough food in the day.
No, I know. And I didn't even think about it.
Okay.
Well, that's...
So
I would have maybe like gotten a snack, you know,
okay,
if
so,
three or something.
Yeah, you flew in today. You're here in town.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
Yeah, back in a big way.
Yeah, and it's night one. I mean, you're going to be working every single day, so
yeah,
you have to see what shakes out as far as hang times.
I mean, it's like I'll probably be done with work by 11.
Yeah.
So, maybe weekdays, not so much, but weekends.
Yeah, that's prime. That's
prime, yeah. Out of the park time.
Yeah.
gotta tinker
out of the
lineup.
Park, some NHL. NHL, but the boys want to take an NHL break.
Oh, boo.
Chilled out.
Boo.
We had a couple rough nights, couldn't win.
And Gary.
It was time for a break. There's something to taking a break. Like, we play those games, and then if you, like, come back after a week, sometimes it's like, oh, I'm...
I get it. You, like...
You rejuvenated.
Yeah, you need some time away.
Yeah, you need
to like
space.
The game.
I believe that. I actually be curious as far as like professional gamers, if they subscribe to that at all, like, or no, or is it just like you are playing the game as much as you can possibly play it, or is there a strategy?
Usually,
to
a professional gamer is like good at one game, right? Like, they're probably good at a lot of games, but they're professional. They're professional at,
yeah,
like, Call of Duty,
yes,
or Overwatch.
Yeah, I feel like you have to, like, specialize.
You specialize. So do
but
you...
But they'll go from game to game.
But is your break... Do you take a break by playing, like, Celeste? Or, like, something that is non-competitive?
Yeah, maybe,
Or...
Some sort
or, like,
of,
something like Animal Crossing or...
Japanese Girlfriend Simulator.
Yeah, exactly. Animal Crossing or Japanese Girlfriend Simulator.
I don't know. Or maybe doing something else. I'd be curious. I guess every gamer is different, but I feel like gamers are also crazy young. Like the professional gamers.
Oh,
professional
yeah.
Professional gamers, isn't there like a really short window
probably.
When your like senses are, you know.
Like Twitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're at your peak. You're at your prime.
Yeah.
Or like they say prime MLB is like 28 to 32. In gaming, it's like probably 17
to 21-ish.
Yeah.
Maybe 25 on the high end. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what a professional gamer is. Honestly.
We just are completely... But we're still recording.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep going.
No, it's going great.
I guess we're back. I don't know. Oh, professional gamer?
Yeah.
So I believe I learned a little bit because my friend Zach is he's really into Apex, or at least he was.
Yeah.
And he actually was like into professional Apex teams and tournaments and stuff like that they would stream on Twitch. And I watching them with him was entertaining because he could kind of explain like what was going on. And what generally the team's like strategy is, and they do a huge production. If you've never watched like a gaming tournament,
I came over one night when Zach was in town.
Yeah, and we watched.
And we watched. I feel like it was Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was cool because it was a very like DIY, but with like a level of polish.
But like, those bigger ones, like the Apex ones, those huge games, they are in like a stadium. They're in like not a stadium. But they're in like a huge. It's the production level is like top notch. Yeah.
Gary, it should be fixed. Check
I
now.
Mean, I can stop streaming and we can just try it again. I don't know what else to do. Maybe I need to like. I can't even stop streaming. Oh, yeah, but the Apex ones are, like, the level of production is, like, insane.
Yeah, okay.
But those guys, I think they're on a team. Like, you get sponsored, basically. You make a team of gamers that play, like, I guess, an Apex game, for example. It's, like, literally on a team. And I think there's even, like, backups and stuff. But, like, basically, yeah.
You sprain your thumb.
You get paid by the sponsor of that team, I believe. Probably, I'm sure, are heavily incentivized based to, like, obviously win. Like, you get, I'm sure there's, like, all these other stipulations, but I think, at a base level, I think there are, you basically get paid to train and play in these tournaments. Because it's sponsored by, like, gaming PC shit. I don't know.
PC shit?
Like, they'll be like,
this
PC parts. Manufacture like companies and shit that are like sponsoring.
Yeah.
That are sponsoring it. How did we get there?
I don't know. Talking about the way people play games.
I don't remember.
Okay. Sure.
you're curious if, like, similar to me, like, if you take a break from a game, yeah, you come back and you're better. But they're also just playing at such a different level. It's like, I don't know, the rules might not be the same.
The game has changed. The players aren't the same. This is funny because I have the stream chat on the other side.
So I purposefully switched it for... I don't think it was for this setup. It might have been at the last house setup. But I had purposely switched it because where I was playing it was easier to look at. Well, actually, I think it was this because I put it... I'm looking at this screen and I put it right there.
Oh.
So I'm going to do the pot. It's a little bit...
It's a little bit different.
You are here on Discord grabbing your face and putting it on to the thing. Now, it's on space.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about our interaction then at once.
Okay, yeah. That was wild.
The server that we had, first of all, I feel like there was a group of us, Andrew coming into town. We met up with a few of his friends, and so there was, what, six of us?
Yeah.
In total, seven, when David came. So there's seven of us, so we had this big, like, picnic table in the back, and our server first, like, his look was pretty funny. Like, he was really decked out, and, like, we went to this place called Juan's Flying Burrito.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a local chain.
It's a very, like chill, local burrito
Tex-Mex type
chain. Yeah. Type
place, and it's fun. I'm gonna stop. I'm just gonna end the stream.
Okay.
We can just forget about it.
Okay.
yeah, Juan, it's like a Tex-Mex type place. So think of like, I don't know. Think of, I guess, like a Chipotle, but way better and a bit more like sit down vibe.
Yeah.
But Tex-Mex in that style.
Similar menu.
But yeah, this guy had like this big like Juan's hat on.
Juan's World.
Like
a Wayne's World hat, but Juan's.
Yeah. He had big like kind of Mardi Gras beads on, just a huge personality just by looking at him
in
person. And at first everything was pretty normal. I mean, we did wait a really long time, I think, until we eventually got like served for the first time. Things were normal, and then he comes out. I think it was when he was. I think we had not seen him for a really long time. And we had not placed our order. So we had gotten... drinks, and then we had ordered the chips, the trio.
Yeah.
The chips and the trio of dips. And then there was a really long stretch of time until he came back to actually take our order.
Yeah.
And we were all just talking, so I don't think we like, thought much of it.
Yeah.
I really didn't, but I didn't know it was a while, but I was like, whatever. And he looked like visibly kind of shook.
Yeah.
You know, where I think Bill asked him, "Hey, what's wrong?"
Yeah.
Because I think everyone assumed it was like an interaction with another customer or a coworker or something that was
100% something
him.
Like something you just need to vent about real quick.
Yeah. And we're at a table full of people who work in the service industry. So they were ready to, you know, hear their story.
Yeah.
And he goes, "I think I just got scammed."
And
there
even
was like
when
a...
he said that, my thought was like, they gave you like a fake 20 or something.
Yeah, I kind of thought on his phone, he like said it, and he's like, "I think I just got scammed." And there was a pause because that was not what we were expecting to hear. And then there was like a long pause, and we were like, "Oh man!" And then he kind of just turned around. Didn't he turn around and leave?
Yeah, I think so.
And like he didn't take our order, or maybe it was after. I don't know.
I feel like maybe he took our order and then walked out the back. Not back to the kitchen.
Yeah, he did. But anyway, he like, it's all he said. He said, "I think I got scammed," and then it ended there.
Yeah.
So it was like this cliffhanger for them, we were like, okay. And I think David asked him, like, who do you bank with? And he said Chime. And that was it. And yeah. There was no other interaction. And he left. And then it was a while later that he came back. But the next time he came back, he was like, how would you describe it?
He was still upset, right? We're talking about
the next time he came back, he was like super pouty.
Yeah,
he like just
he was
like he was about to have a tantrum, or he looked like
just handing plates off, like just very like limply.
Yeah, very sad.
Here
you go. Like awkward. So like yeah. When he came, because we were out on the back patio, so every time he entered, there's like the door from the restaurant that he's opening up. So it was like this moment, right? Where every time he came out,
we all get
every
quiet.
Time he came out, yes, the room just got quiet because he was like sucking this energy out of it with his just being so dramatic, visibly. Because of, but we were also like, if you would have told us the story, how did you get scammed? What happened? And we could maybe sympathize with you a little bit. But he didn't, and so he just left us with that. And then he was super like pouty the whole rest of the evening.
Yeah, it was very strange. At one point, he sat down at the end of our table.
So we were getting a check, and he came out with like the card reader. And we gave him, like, we all had, like, 7 credit cards that we gave him. And he took the cards, and he went to the end of our picnic table, and he was still in pouty mode. And he sat down kind of near me at the end of the other picnic table. And when he sat down, he was literally like,
yeah.
Like, he just like, made this, like, gruff.
Yep.
Kind of, like, grumpy
100%, yeah.
burst of air on him as he sat down. So, and it was like, wow, all of us like looked at him like Bill kind of like pulled his eyes and was like, what are you doing, man? Like,
yeah.
And then again, he came back later.
Oh, yeah, he leaves. And when he comes back,
he was like,
he's loving
us. A different person.
Yeah.
He's like super cheery. And he's like, thank you all so much. You were actually my last table at Juan's. And he announces that he's leaving the job. And we're like, are you leaving because of you being up mad just now? Or like...
Yeah, because you got scammed by Chime.
Yeah, you got scammed. But it was so bizarre. And he was like, then he proceeded to be like our best friend and tell us about his next job opportunity and everything and what he was going to be doing. And it was just so bizarre.
It was very strange.
And throughout the entire meal, anytime we came out of that door, you and I could not
I was like uncomfortable because I was about to burst out.
So hard just because we knew we'd be talking about it on the podcast and how just absurd.
How strange it was.
Yeah, how ridiculous it would be. Yeah.
And he like touched all the bases.
Yeah, it was a roller coaster the entire meal. It was super long too, but he made it like way longer than it needed to be.
Yes, absolutely.
But he like, it was literally like a full roller coaster of just this guy took us on.
Yeah. The quitting at the end of the night, like or dropping that he had been quit or had quit whatever at the end of the night. That's crazy.
That was crazy. Yeah. After like what he was down on,
after
and then he's
everything
like,
else, he's like oh, by shit. The way.
And it sounded like, I mean, unless he was lying, it sounded like this was all. Always gonna be his last shift because he had another job. He told us about it.
Yeah,
another job he had lined up.
He's got a gig.
And so, it just I don't know how he got scammed, but he did say his bank account got drained.
Yeah,
sounds pretty serious.
Sounds pretty bad.
Chime scam.
Yeah, I would not want my bank account drained. That would be pretty bad.
There's no, I want it flooded.
But yeah, that was very strange.
It was. Okay, well, what else?
And also, wait. So I do have to say, like, as much as I like going to restaurants high, I have a tough time with the ordering process. So I feel like, because that was part of our whole thing tonight too. Is I feel like we never really got the ball rolling, like order wise.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
We just never hit a good
The guy made it like
state.
An awkward...
Yeah, it was
like,
tough. It was tough.
Like, okay. And I feel like when you're dealing with a big table like that, you should go to somebody and ask them what they want.
Yeah.
And have that start.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you make
the decision. He would just like ask the table. And
like,
look,
what are we thinking?
This is our fault, not his. But all of us would kind of stare at each other and none of us wanted to like speak for the other person.
Yeah.
Really no one actually cared. There was a lot of those moments throughout the night where it was like pause, panic.
But like when I'm stoned, I'm like, I can't handle those questions.
Yeah.
Those group questions. I'm like, wow, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we contributed in our own special way to the length of the meal, which was fine. Like, it was great. I had a great time. It was great to see everyone. And it was, we have the time. Why not take it? But there was interesting changes with each gap in the ordering process.
It was a new experience each time he came out. I've gotten to the point, this is a changing topic, because there was a chunk of the dinner tonight where we, at least our side of the table, we're talking about like shows. Like, you know, you get in that conversation of like, have you seen this? Oh,
yeah.
Have you seen this?
Yeah.
And that conversation sucks, but I'm also guilty of it for sure, just as much as the next. Person.
Yeah, I would think you like it.
I do.
Okay, so what's
also,
the issue?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I also don't. I don't like when people like overly push shows.
Yeah, I don't like
so
that.
I try.
Either.
I don't mind having a conversation. Like, I will ask people. The Severance is a big one, and I know it's like the new Game of Thrones, right? Like, everyone is talking about Severance, loves Severance, pushes Severance. I also love Severance, and like. Watch it with people here, and like it's fun to talk about, so I will like asking. It's a good conversation piece if people have seen it, right? But what I don't like to do is if they haven't, I don't want to push. I'll like tell them what it's about, I'll say I think it's really good, but I try and stop there, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of people who take it far, and this didn't happen tonight.
No, but that's how I feel. Like, sometimes you hear about a show so much that you're like, I can't watch it.
But like, I know this about you.
Yeah, but if everyone tells you how it's like great it's gonna be, it's just kind of one of those things where it's there's no way that this could live up to what everyone has described. And I'm not saying that it's not a me problem, but it is like one of those things where I'm like, it's almost like the more you sell it as like this infallible thing,
because your expectations get too high.
Yeah, exactly.
There's definitely something better to like finding a show yourself. Like, you kind of just find it.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, you know, you maybe heard something about it, but you like, you just kind of give it a try.
Yeah,
because you're coming in with lower expectations. But when you hear about a show over and over and over again, I just thought of that because that's a. Like, especially with a show like that, like, not show people are watching. All the people watching that show, me included. Like, it's also like one of those mysterious shows. Like, fun.
You wonder.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Like, you can just sit there and like theorize all day.
It's a great show. You're great.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must be tired. You had a long day.
Yeah.
I am bummed thinking, even though tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
I'm bummed when I remember.
It's Wednesday.
I have a fucking 9 p.m. softball game, which is looking
That's insane.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about that? I hate it. I hate it. The league.
I was very...
keep getting Discord pings. Like, oh, my God.
Very, very surprised that was even, like, on the table.
So, our softball, the softball team I'm on, which, anyway, finish story. Softball team I'm on, the league we play in, there are games at, I think there's only two games a night. Maybe that's not true. Maybe there's three. Either way, I think they're an hour and 15 minutes long. But there's a 9 o'clock slot. So we play every Wednesday night in the latest start time. So you could have a game. I think it's either 7 or... It might just be either 7 or 9.
Okay.
And yeah, the 9 o'clock start time fucking blows. It's way too late.
Yeah.
If it was a normal Wednesday night, I'd most likely be like very much in the house by before 9 o'clock, right? Okay. That's like, I'm not going to bed anytime soon, but I'm like very much not.
It's the outside world is closed.
Right. And so to have to like at 8:40 drive, like leave and drive and fucking. But I was telling you, I feel like I'm still too new on the team to like say no to game opportunities that I can play in. Because at this point, also, I haven't played in weeks because the games keep getting canceled. But they did play last week in Boston. So I missed kind of the first game back in weeks. So I feel like I have to go.
Yeah.
I need to like establish myself as a true team player.
I get that.
And in the future, I can just say no.
Yeah.
To games like this.
But that is like the advantage of seniority, right? It's like you have this established, like, this is someone who's going to show up. So if they say they're not showing up, they mean they're not showing up, and they probably have a reason.
Yeah. Right. And I was telling you as well, this league is so funny because it's like, very professional, but also very unprofessional at the same time.
Yeah, it sounds super organized.
It's very, it's like a really well-run small business. Or I shouldn't say really well-run, but it is like a legitimate small business.
Yeah.
And one example of this is, like, in the Milwaukee League, if we had a team that was, like, constantly, like, canceling, just having that many people to play each week and canceling, like, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
In this, because like people are, the other team is paying, right? So like you're paying for these games.
Sure.
And getting one canceled, like they try and do a makeup, but it would be like an issue. In this league, like we might not have enough because you have to have two female players on the field.
Yeah.
And the female players are like all just, I guess, coincidentally canceled this week, probably because of the 9 o'clock game.
Probably.
They're
in sync.
So. We might end up getting canceled anyway. I forget where I was going with that.
So that's kind of nice for you because you like get the best of both.
Yeah.
Like, they, I'm ready to ball.
I was in.
Oh no! I have to stay home.
I'm gonna track these messages. We have some more messages here. No, actually, they're so too short. We only had 7 people. We actually literally only had 7 guys, too, so we don't even have a full team without anyone extra. So it's looking like it's going to be canceled, which is fine by me.
Oh, well. Yeah. Nice. I don't think my shift's going to get canceled, but that's okay. I'll be with Jesse.
Yeah.
If you need to drown your sorrows over your baseball or softball game.
Well, if I don't have to play, or actually, if I do have to play, maybe I'll pop in before
Taiwan,
maybe not, though. It's that drinking a beer and then going to play softball doesn't sound. That's the thing. I know it's supposed to be like a beer thing, but honestly, to me, like drinking a beer and playing it doesn't sound like fun.
Like slugging a beer and then running your hardest to first base.
So with the hockey club I played on Sunday.
Yeah.
And there is a big turnout. That's a thing. Like people will bring coolers. First of all, I get there at 9:30 a.m. Dudes will bring coolers of beer and like ask me like,
I would have a beer at 9:30.
It's not that it's the combo. It's mainly hockey.
The
it's
activity,
like, I don't
want to
like drink a beer and play hockey.
Okay. Alright.
But
I guess
then
that makes more sense.
Combining that with the obviously, drinking, like in the right circumstances, drinking a beer.
Yeah.
But But I'm not, yeah, drinking and, like, doing something
else. I just feel like it would be, like, just, like, that sloshing around in your stomach feeling.
Right. Yeah, it's the worst.
It's a bad feeling.
It's the worst. Why did he plow into them? Into him? Like,
I don't know.
I think I know the answer to this. I think you and your brother ever, like, kind of fought like that. But didn't him and Haley and Brendan fight a lot?
Yeah. They could get into pretty good scraps.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, like, I remember... Haley getting, like, airborne off of her, like, Matilda style.
Wait,
her
what?
Hair! Like, my brother having her by her hair.
What?
Spinning her like Miss Trunchbull.
That is insane. Because they were, like, really fighting?
Yeah.
What were they fighting over?
Shitty
stick. Oh, like playing each other?
Yeah, it's part of the game. Apparently.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh my god. Crying. Yeah. No, we really didn't. get into, like, physical altercations or anything like that. But yeah, Brendan and Kaylee for sure.
I basically lived at the Davis house for years, like, in the summers. I was home for a lot of time in the summer, so I would always go over there.
And they would throw down, huh?
Oh, my God. Yeah, those two, holy shit. These two brothers. I was friends with the older one, who was your age, your older age.
Yeah.
I mean, not like all the time, but like when they did.
It was an event.
Yeah, when they did, dude, it was fucking. It was hot.
It was all the way on.
It was hot, yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I don't think so. I think the, like, gap between my brother and I was, like, a little too much to be.
Yeah, sure.
To be that.
But they were only a year apart.
I think they were 2 years apart in school.
I'm because laughing my at brother, the time Kaylee's hair.
Yeah. Yeah, because my brother has a, like, late September birthday, so he was always, like, older in his class, and then my sister has an August birthday, so I think that means the opposite.
Oh, so they were, like,
younger,
one year,
so
one,
like,
grade?
2 grades apart.
Oh, 2 grades.
Even though they were about 3 years apart.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But yeah, it is, it's, it was crazy. Like, at the time, you're like, yeah, this is just what's happening.
It's like,
that's how it goes. It's like that. And then now you look back and you're like, that was bad decisions.
Yeah. My sister and I she was too. We were so different, and she was also way older. So, I mean, we had, of course, gotten these sibling fights.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Like, growing up, I feel like we very much, once both of us were of the age to be, like, independent enough, you know what I mean? Where, like, I didn't have to be, like, taken everywhere. Generally, like, once we got to past that age, I feel like we didn't.
Did not see eye to eye.
We saw eye to eye, but we also just didn't really interact. The age difference was like 4 years, right? So it was like we were not into the same things much. Like, it wasn't until, like, I got to actually school where I feel like we started having like common interests.
Yeah.
And then we lived together. Then one of the great things about commuting, I feel like her and I got closer because when I was in my third and fourth year at UIC, I was commuting from home. I was living at home.
Right.
And my sister had graduated. At that time, she had graduated college and moved back home. No, went to grad school. And then she had finished grad school and she had moved back home. So that was like the same time. Her moving home to work, library jobs, and me like those last 2 years. So we actually spent a ton of time together.
Yeah.
Like, my parents obviously would go to bed like earlier and we'd like watch a lot of TV.
Hang out.
We would like Netflix. That was like the mail in Netflix days.
Oh, yeah.
So we would like decide on, you know, we would basically, that was still the time you're like, okay, Lauren got this fucking DVD of, what was that show she was really into? It was like the two, like, demon hunter guys.
Supernatural.
So she was into that. We watched Psych. If she had the Supernatural DVD, then I had the one.
Watch Supernatural. You're in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after that, I would go into my room and play online poker for 6 more hours.
Yeah, I believe you.
Or Madden. Chair setup I had this great setup. Let me finish the sister story. But all that to say, those years we actually got really close because I feel like we were like both finally like adults, you know? Both young adults. So like just had a lot more like common interests and I feel like that. It's good that we had those years.
Yeah. And I feel like that happened closer with Kaylee and Bella too, because they lived at home all day.
You're right.
They spend a lot of time together because, our parents go to bed at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and your parents are boring. You're like, what are you not hanging out with them?
Yeah, and they're like close enough that like everyone's out of high school and like their friends are swappable. Almost.
Right.
Like they've all been around each other for long enough that they're just like friends by proxy.
What was I gonna say? What was my sidetrack? Now I forgot what it was.
Supernatural, Psych, Netflix DVDs.
Damn it. Yeah, that was great too.
Yeah, I can tell.
It was a real heater. It's interesting how that worked out. Oh, online poker, Madden. Oh, my gaming setup. Oh, man. So I had basically all of college, so including the dorms to our first apartment there back home, all the way back to the Racine, the 66 place, after moving back to the city. I had the same gaming setup. It was like this little entertainment stand, so like a low TV stand with two little drawers in like the middle area for a TV or like a box, right? With a little shelf area. So, of course.
Yeah.
And it was cheap too, it was like from Target. It was definitely from like IKEA.
Yeah.
Or Target, like a very college dorm room item.
Yep.
So I had that. I had like the tube TV. Remember this?
Yeah.
In the dorm room.
Absolutely.
That like tube TV that was on top of it. And that's when I feel like for the most part it was the Xbox 360.
Yeah, probably.
The 360 had such a long. Like, when did that go away? Because I feel like that was the whole time.
It might have just been like the right time for you.
Because I had it in like mid high school. came out in like my maybe sophomore, junior year of high school.
Okay.
And then it was definitely what we were playing. Yeah, I think, honestly, I think it was like that whole 8 year, like a good 8 year stretch there. So that was the same Xbox 360 right in there. And I had the chair for a long time. I had the like basket chair thing.
Yeah.
It was like a blue
kind of
baskety chair that you could fold up, and like I could, because my dorm room was so tiny.
Yeah.
You could like fold it up and put it under the bed or something. Oh my god, dude, that was so cool. Yeah. And in my bedroom, and my parents, like when I would move back to my parents' room, I actually moved into my, what was my sister's childhood room. They had converted my room to an office. Mm-hmm. So I moved into her childhood room.
What did they need?
Had that set up in there. My dad just wanted, I mean,
Spider Solitaire. It's
a computer room. Because, well, so in our house growing up, our family computer was always kind of moving around. There was never a good spot for it. Because originally it was in my sister's room. And they had to take it out of there.
Too many chats.
Yeah, she was chatting too much. That's probably why I never saw her growing up. She was just fucking deep in the internet. Early days. Like, she was in early AOL. Fucking Wild Wild West.
Winter Internet 1.
Yeah. So she was doing that. But we had... Yeah, we never had a space. Our family computer. Then I moved to the basement. My dad, like, refinished that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they wanted... He's on that thing all the time. He's playing solitaire. He's checking the stocks. All
right.
He's a stock man.
Stock. Stocking up.
He fucking don't get him started.
No, I like getting him started. No.
Yeah, that's where he's sitting there fucking stocking in solitaire. And
yeah.
Okay. It's honestly just like this.
Yeah.
It used to be our family computer. Used to be in the basement. And it was like kind of in the middle of the like room where
I remember, where
the family would be congregating, you know?
Yeah.
And he was right there playing the solitaire. Now here I am.
What's up, girl?
Here I am 25 years later doing the same activity with my like video game PC setup in the middle of the living room.
Yeah.
That I just kind of casually...
You just drift over go to work.
This is going to be weird because you are going to fully get to experience like the rhythm of Gerilyn and I's life. Which is a good rhythm. But it's weird to have someone... it's weird to have someone on the inside.
You
did see a piece of it today, minus that we didn't cook dinner, which we do. We do like, I would say 3 to 4 nights a week.
Okay.
We usually cook dinner.
So you drift over here, open up out of the park baseball, and that, go to work.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, the rhythm of life. Finishing work at one computer setup. And then, because there's usually, like, by the time I finish work, there's usually this stretch of time between like, when we're going to start cooking.
Yeah.
Or if we're going to do whatever we're going to do for dinner. And I never watch TV anymore. I mean, I really don't. Except Gerald and I watch TV together.
Right? Yeah.
Like, but by myself, I really...
I don't either.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't for a while.
Yeah, I feel like you haven't either. But I feel like I used to have a lot more of my own like personal shows that I'd watch.
Yeah.
But
it's also far under my radar now of like if
it kind
I'm
of,
not doing something.
It's like baseball.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, I mean, same thing. Like, if there's not a basketball game on, a Pelicans game, then I'm not thinking about TV in any capacity.
Yeah.
Think about, like, is there a game I'm playing? Do I want to, like, is there a book I'm reading? Is there something, like, I'm never thinking, like, what show am I watching?
Yeah, I'm kind of getting to that point, too. Like, I sometimes will watch a show. Like, if I watch something that I'm into, I'll, like, crush it. And
yeah.
And I, like, maybe not. But Gerald and I watch, but also, like, her and I, we watch a good amount of TV. That's usually, like, the rhythm is, if it's, like, a night that we're fully, like, staying in, like, there's no plans, the rhythm is... Like, yeah, I'm finishing work. She's usually already home, but sitting on the couch kind of decompressing, like, kind of settling down from work. I sit here, do my make my dealings.
Yeah.
My stocks. My player stocks. And then we do whatever dinner situation is going on.
What's your repeat ratio? Say, like, you cook 4 days a week. How?
We have a spreadsheet.
Okay.
We have a recipes. We have. I'll bring it up here. We have a recipe spreadsheet that Geraldine created when we. Did she create this when we first moved together? It's not even. So, this basically has the either ingredients or the links to the blog. So we pretty much go through this, and we will slowly add stuff to it over time. Like, Geraldine's much better at it than me in terms of, like, she likes to look for something. And a lot of times it works the balance thing, because I'm more than just using an execute.
Yeah. She's like, I want this.
But she will, we do it together.
Yeah.
Actually drive. This is how we're able to do, like, our grocery pickup situation, because we can just go through, we say, okay, this is good, like, this does this.
Okay, but how do you, is there a randomness or intentionalness to selecting the dishes?
No, it's honestly, we kind of take, like, the thing that we're lazy about is we'll know, like, it's, like, Sunday is usually the day, and if we kind of get too lazy about Sunday, it'll be half the day, well, we're going to put in the order.
Yeah.
So if we put in the order Sunday, we're going to pick it up Sunday. So Sunday night, we'll kind of take turns, like, if she's actually done the order the last, like, couple times, before that, I feel like I had done a couple times. I will. It's not really a specific order.
But
this last time was probably
not. For what?
To go to the Walmart website and put in all of the, like, fill out the order.
Right.
And then I'll look at the spreadsheet and I'll choose. Sometimes we, like, just choose items. We won't even, like.
Yeah.
Other times I'll be sitting here and, like, we'll talk about it and, like, I'll be putting it in. We'll decide on what dishes we're going to order.
Decision.
Yeah, like, this week, she actually, I was at hockey, I think, or I was somewhere, and I came home and she's like, I made a food order, I got this, and this. And I was like, all right, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
But as far as the dishes, no, it's more just like, hey, we haven't had this in a while, or there's probably some on there we just need to, like, clean out, because there's some that we
absolutely.
Just kind of stopped. There's some we, like, stop liking. It's kind of weird. Because there's dishes now we've been eating for...
I feel that, though.
For years.
Where you're just like, I don't know what it is. Like, something switches in your...
Yeah, did this
just
get
just the
worse?
Way you perceive it. You're like, I don't want this anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
There's but you like, this, have it to just come up with, like, a reason.
I feel like you kind of rotate in better and better dishes. Like, you know, like, we slowly find new ones.
Yeah.
And then those, sometimes we find a really good one, right? And that act gets added to rotation.
Yeah.
Over time, there's some stuff in the rotation where, like, this is not as good.
Yeah.
Is this.
And then I bet you have, like, your favorites that are probably not, like, maybe it's not the best dish, but it's a dish that you're like, I just like this every time.
Yeah.
Like, we have a lot of standards.
This is also actually, I feel like this has, I wouldn't say we're healthy eaters, but we do have a lot of, like, I think this has helped us, like, eat healthier. One, you guys just cooking more often.
I honestly think cooking 4 days a week.
If we're eating out, it's probably something unhealthy, like, usually. we're gonna.
I think it just is unhealthy inherently.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like even stuff.
Places.
Maybe like high end, like steakhouse or something that is gonna have like high end like vegetable dishes and things like that. But I honestly think even
those are probably they're probably so much butter.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
that's true. But no, it is. But I think what has helped is we have a lot of like easy, kind of like salad type dishes.
Yeah.
Different types of salad, right? We have like, rotation as well, which are like super simple. Like they're not the best tasting thing in the world, but they're good for how like simple they are.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, because also everything we pretty much make, it is lunch the next day. Both of us will eat that. So pretty much when we make a dish, it usually will serve four. We'll eat the leftovers for our lunch the next day. And some stuff lasts like anything that lasts more than that, that's where I come in.
It's time for you to pop.
That's right. It's time for me to go to work and eat the scraps, the leftovers.
Fair enough.
But yeah. I think it does help. It also, I think it helps like save money on groceries because when you order this way, you're very specific about what you get. I feel like if we go to the store, it's like, oh, there's pizza.
Yeah.
Which is like, we kind of will fill that in too. That's where Bromark comes in a little bit, you know, the extras, on a week-to-week basis, it's still probably a lot less.
I need something quick and I might need some.
This is older than that because that I think
it's a significant amount of time.
I think this goes, I thought it went back to New York. Maybe not. In New York, it was nice because we lived like basically across the street from a grocery store.
Yeah,
so that was amazing because on my way home from work, we could literally like decide what we were gonna eat that evening.
Imagine if you had a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Didn't even though, because I literally would like get off the subway and like Google a recipe that we decided on, you know?
That's pretty sick.
And then just like buy those ingredients at the store.
Yeah. Honestly though, it is crazy, like the eating at home, how much, like I feel like if you have recipes versus, I guess I don't know what it is. Have like a plan. I feel like groceries like too expensive.
Yeah.
Because you're just not buying a bunch of stuff and it doesn't go bad.
Yeah. Yeah, because so many things we buy and we have like we'll look through the recipe and like oh we have.
Yeah. Or like buying specific like loose vegetables. One carrot, I need one bell pepper, I need, three cloves of garlic, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, you need a plan.
Yeah,
you
do. Having a plan showing up can save you
money. Ooh, this would be good. Then you end up, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and repeating stuff, I think, helps too. You know? Stuff that you're going to make again. Because so many ingredients, like spices and stuff that doesn't really go bad, it's not for a long time. But it's funny how everyone, I feel like every household has their own food. You know what I mean? Like, as far as stylistic taste, flavor, like people, there's like,
there's like
restaurant food. But then, like, Jeremy and I were talking about this the other day. I feel like over time, since it's just the two of us, right? We're like cooking for each other.
Yeah.
That's like, if we're cooking, it's just for the two of us. And I feel like we know each other's tastes. Mm-hmm. And your food, I think, will tend to have a theme maybe throughout it, even in different recipes.
Yeah, you zero like, in on.
You chop it the same way. You season it the same amounts. You have different preferences with like, I'm gonna put this, more of this
it's
in.
Like house
like
rules
that.
For a game. Yeah.
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 The recipes are usually too soft.
Yeah. Not, with garlic?
You don't put your, yes.
No, super soft.
But yeah, it's in, and so everyone's food, you have this like, and I wonder, because I feel like, have you ever tasted food that someone else like prepared? Like it was kind of their own, like someone that was an outsider to you, like someone that was like maybe just a friend, but you were eating like some recipe that you know that they've made at the time.
Yeah.
And it has a taste where it's like,
yeah. I get an
it's
idea for your spice level or your flavor level. Like, you can, but you're right, because everyone, like, spice, for example, like, there's probably, like, a happy medium between couples if they don't like necessarily the same thing. Like, I like really hot food, but Molly will have, like, hot-ish.
Yeah.
And that's you can find Carolyn a way to, like, dial it in.
That's exactly. Actually, it's the same. She will, like, she can tolerate some heat, but it's definitely not her, like, preference. She doesn't want it to be over. Definitely doesn't want anything else. Me and you would consider hot.
Yeah.
And I definitely like spice, but.
In that same vein, too, the, like, when you tweak recipes.
Yeah.
So, like, we have this, like, vegetarian chili recipe that we really like, but it wasn't hot enough for me, and Molly would tolerate a little more hotness, so like I'm adding like an extra clove of garlic and 2 habaneros to it, and like we have like the variations on recipes dialed in for our house too.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You take every recipe you have and every one we have is like you realize. Usually it's just adding more of stuff, like more cheese or more like, whatever. Whatever the good stuff is, you know?
Yeah. Although I make like a chickpea soup and it asks for like a lemon wedge to just like sit in it and like the acids like seep out or whatever. I started doing like half of one. That's been very good. And I wouldn't say that's something I'd look to add, like citrus in a soup, but I don't know. That popped in my head. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff.
Nice. Yeah, we made
so it's not always spice.
We made a new recipe tonight. We made like a baked. We had like pulled pork in the slow cooker with baked beans. And it was our first time making. Because we've always, like, both of us actually love, like, barbecue place, like fried chicken place, or wherever that has like baked beans, like to try. And usually, especially at barbecue places,
curious about,
favorite.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, it'll be one of my favorite parts.
Besides,
so I'm like, why don't we try and make it? So we found this recipe where it's basically just taking cans of baked beans and throwing in all this extra shit, like all this like sweetener types. Like, it was like,
brown
you know,
sugar,
you're throwing like barbecue sauce, brown sugar,
beer,
ketchup.
Yeah.
Actually, but there's bacon. Bacon chopped up. And that was the start, actually. So it all comes in bacon grease, basically. It was good.
It sounds good. It sounds good. I think we can wrap this up.
Yeah. 58. We're close.
Close.
Yeah.
Slowly.
We start the outro.
We'll stretch
the outro.
Been listening to Matt and Andrew Bird Society. You can interact with us on twitch.tv/bestfriends420. If not, check out if you like the podcast feed on Apple, make sure you rate, subscribe, and comment. If not, just checking the time here. If not, you can check out Overcast.
You have 45 seconds.
Overcast is a good podcatcher app. It's designed for podcasts. There's a lot of good customization options that I really like. Definitely recommend checking them out. But if not, there's a lot of podcatchers out there. You can look around, scrounge around the internet, find the one that's best for you, tweak your recipe to meet your house taste, as it were, and do that. But don't check Stitcher Radio. I don't even know if it's around anymore. It's dead to me.
You're good.
And we will be back next week.
Bye.
Wow, really amazing podcast, indeed.